Now you have slaves, right?
Right.
Until that point, you have captives. So once you've created slaves, and no one's ever undergone a process of unslave creation, right? There was one, once they said, okay, y'all are free, right? Everybody go, right? there was no process to unmake them being slaves.
I just heard somebody talk about there was no psychology, no therapy, no counseling, no nothing after that. Just go into the world.
In fact, so I never really thought that things had never changed. I'm thinking, so my life goes, so everybody's life goes.
When I was in the military, at getting out of the military, I was kind of like that. And I think it's being in the military in an environment where everybody at least has to get along on the surface level, that you become just oblivious to what's going on outside of that bubble. Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting that, everybody else has learned that lesson. everything's all right with the world. The wizard has, worked his magic. And now I have people like you, Dr. Casey, saying, the world hasn't changed that
much. It really hasn't. It's unfortunate. Now, my generation is becoming more aware, but it probably won't set into effect until the next generation, to like where my kids' generation are able to be like, okay, so we seen what they did. Yeah, well, yeah, because you have to kind of see what the previous generation did. And right now, we are just now with the internet getting a flood of information where we're able to access all of these things now, where we're able to look up and... For those that have a more forward, productive mindset, they'll go research the things that cross their mind. It's the people that don't have the forward-thinking mindset that won't research it, even though it crossed their mind. Like, for me, if something come across my mind, I Google, where did forks come from? Like, who was the first person to say, man, if we put these four prongs up here like this... This is going to be a good, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can use, like.
They didn't have four at first. They just had two initially.
But the mindset, like, who was, like, what was the, where was that person's mindset at? So I started looking up things like that. And that was probably one of the first things that I researched that made me kind of just kept going. Like, okay, well, what else can I go look up? But until people come to that point to where they want to know, it's kind of hard. It's almost like a person in an abusive relationship, whether man or woman, because both of them can be abused. Until they are in a situation that allows them to wake up, like to see, like, wait a minute now, this ain't getting better. This is going to keep happening. Like, if we're not changing, we're not growing. Until they wake up, we can see it all day until we blew in the face, until they didn't get beat, almost killed, everything else. But until they wake up, it'll never be a reality of the bad. So it's kind of like where we are in life right now. With the old generation that was pacified with church and religion mostly, to keep them kind of settled down because you're going to obey the laws of the land. You can't do this. You can't do that. With that generation, they're stuck. Right. Well, my generation is at the generations is where, like, okay, we're going to do something different because that ain't worked for however many 50, 60, 70 years y'all been doing that, and we still ain't got Where is Jesus? Where is the freedom? Where is all these things that we're praying for that's not happening? But those same people are feeding us or eating off of the same exact words that we're thinking is supposed to save us. And it's an imbalance in that. But until you go, until I went and researched the KKK and all of these other organizations that went and looked at the websites to see what they were talking about, to see where their perspective was, I was really oblivious. But when I looked at it, it gave me a better understanding. But it also made me look at the Bible a little bit different, because it's like, how can you use the same message that Black people are using to find a savior and all of this, and y'all using it to kill people as an excuse to do whatever hateful things that y'all want to do? It's no way that that can be possible. And it be sound doctrine.
Protest, somebody's gonna pick it up and put it on TV. So after talking last week about what happened at Rittenhour up in Kenosha, we see a whole